Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about stop drinking coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. When it comes to controlling drinking, most people have got it completely twisted. Do you want to know something? I have seen stop drinking coaches out there say that they're in control of their drinking and they still have a few drinks here and there. Imagine that, a stop drinking coach telling you that they still drink. With all these mixed messages that are going on out there, what are we supposed to believe? What are we supposed to do? And if we do want to control our drinking, how the heck do we do it? Well, today in this video, I'm going to explain exactly how you can control your drinking quickly. Listen, by the end of this video, I think 99% of people that watch this video from start to finish will know exactly how to get control of their drinking the correct way. Not this fake way of having a few drinks at the weekend. You'll have true permanent control. So there are really only three things that you're going to need to do. And today we are going to unpack them. So I'm actually in Dubai right now. We've just moved back. We're in our new house, so I might show you another day. Not right now. We're still unpacking, so it's a bit messy, so I've sat by the window to make this video. But let me unpack this. So quickly, why should you listen to me? Well, my name's Leon Sylvester. You know, I've been helping people stop drinking for the past 4 years. I've not drank myself for almost 6 years now. I've worked with hundreds of clients, top business owners, top professionals. And today I'm going to tell you about controlling alcohol because so many people are getting this wrong. So let's just dial it back a little bit and talk about the first thing that you need to do. The first thing that you need to do is you need to get clear on what control is. Some people think that being able to control their drinking is having one or two at the weekend. In fact, I've probably spoke with 2,000-3,000 people who have a drinking problem that want to help stopping drinking, and they say it to me again and again and again. Leon, is your program, is the Sober Clear program for people that want to stop drinking or they want to control it? Does anybody go back to drinking? And what I say to them next shifts their whole mindset. And I'm gonna share that with you right now. What I say to them is, hey, well, you know, you have control over every other drug on the planet, right? And they're like, yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I say to them, you can take or leave morphine whenever you want. You could go to the hospital right now and, okay, maybe that's a bad example because you can't get access to morphine. But, you know, I explain to people that they're in control of crack. They're in control of marijuana, right? They're in control of all these other drugs that they choose not to take. However, they can take them if they want to. And when I say that, they're always like, yeah, I suppose you're right. And that's when it hits them. I say, well, when what is control over alcohol? It's being able to take it or leave it whenever you want, but always choosing to leave it. It's being 100% clear with your worldview and not seeing it as something that you want to consume. People don't want to consume crack cocaine. They don't want to shoot up heroin in their arm. Most people don't want to do that. But then they have this idea that alcohol's different because it's, you know, it's built into the fabric of our society. It's absolutely everywhere. We think that that's the drug that we should control. Listen, it's all nonsense. We have control over every other drug on the planet. Why should we want to control one of the most dangerous, one of the most addictive, one of the most harmful drugs of all? Alcohol. Why is it a good idea to control that? Well, you do have control over it, but the only way that you can control it is being able to logically take it or leave it, but always choosing to leave it out of a choice. I'm not talking about resisting it with willpower and fighting through a craving or anything like that. No, having control over alcohol is being able to take a logical choice the same way that you can choose to jump in front of a bus, that you can choose to jump out of a plane with no flipping parachute on. You have control over all of these things, but because you're able to make a logical, rational decision, you choose not to do them. That's where we want to get to with alcohol. So let's get into the second thing that you need to do is you need to get into this frame of mind. So how exactly do you do that? Well, the way that I've done it, the way that I've helped other people do it, is we use a mental model called first principles thinking to break down alcohol and addiction into its component parts. See, what do most people do when they try and stop drinking? They ask society. They might go to a doctor. They might go to a meeting. They might ask a friend that they know that hasn't drank for a long time. And they always get a similar answer. Stopping drinking is hard. It's difficult. It requires a tremendous amount of willpower. Maybe you've got a disease. You're an alcoholic. You're born this way. You're going to die this way. That's who you are. That's not what we do. The way that you can get into a state of mind where you have permanent control over alcohol, the way that I've been in control of it for almost 6 years, the way that I've helped hundreds of clients do it as well, is you need to break the problem down into its component parts. Because once you've basically peeled back the layers, the same way that you'd peel back the layers of an onion, and you're able to break down every single belief that you have around alcohol, what is left at its core? Alcohol is ethanol. It's a poisonous substance. It's something that has zero benefit to consume. It's literally in the same category as bleach. It is a pure poison that if you drink enough of it, you will die. How is that a good thing to control? How can there be coaches out there that are telling people, here's the truth about alcohol, here's this, here's that, and they still drink. It's madness. How can anybody want to put that stuff in their body once they see it for what it is? It's poison. It's going to kill you. It's already killing you. It's doing nothing for you. Get your mindset right. It is doing nothing for you. Now, if you want help getting into that state of mind, sure, click the link in the description, book a call. But I've got almost 600 free YouTube videos now. I mean, I've spent so much money on editing and getting these videos out there. They're totally free. And if you watch enough of these videos, you will get into that state of mind as well. If you want a quicker way to do it, click the link in the description, book a call. But you need to get clear on seeing alcohol for what it is. Because you don't want to control crack. You don't want to smoke one crack pipe on a Friday night. Nobody does. Okay, listen, there might be a tiny minority of people on this channel that argument has no validity for, but you get the point, right? There are other things that you can do that damage you, that you choose not to do, but you can do if you want to. Anyway, I'm getting fired up. But anyway, let's get into the third thing. Now, the third thing that you need to do is what most people do when they try and stop drinking alcohol is they focus on the past. They look at the stories. They look at all the bad things that have happened to them. They look at, you know, the therapy, the trauma. And listen, there's a time and a place to do that stuff. I've done that work. It's uncomfortable. It's painful and it hurts. But for a lot of people, not everybody, right? So this message isn't for everybody. But for a lot of people, that stuff is not relevant to why they drink. They drink alcohol because they've been conditioned to see it a certain way, to see it as something that adds value in their life, and they've been conditioned this from day one of being born, and combine that with the fact that it is one of the most addictive substances on the planet. When you bring those two things together, it doesn't matter if you were born poor, born in a traumatic household, born rich, it doesn't matter. Everybody's falling for the same trap. Just because somebody's had a tough upbringing, most of the time does not mean that's why they drink. They drink because it's a drug, they drink because they've been conditioned to see it in a certain way. When I was actually stopping drinking, I spent zero time looking at the past. I did not make amendments to people, I did not go to a therapist. What I did is I logically saw alcohol for what it is, took control, and by taking control, I mean I made a decision to remove it from my life and never look back. If I want to take it, I will, but why the heck would I want to put that stuff in my body? I got into that state of mind and I immediately focused on the future. I didn't go to the past. I did go to the past, actually, but that was like 4 years later. I saw a therapist 4 years after stopping drinking because, hey, there's a time and a place. I'm not discrediting that work at all. It's great stuff. But when it comes to stopping drinking, you need a vision. You need something to go towards, something that excites you, something that you look forward to, something that you wake up for in the morning where you're like, let's go. I want to get to the gym. I want to work on my career, my business. I want to be a better leader for my family, for the people around me. That's what you want to put your energy into. Not putting your energy into the stories and all the bad things that have happened to you. Listen, you need a vision. And hey, if you want to do that work on the past, go for it. I'm not here to stop you, but you still need that vision for the future. You need something that you don't want to escape from. You need to build a life that you don't want to escape from. Not something that you look at alcohol and think, oh, do you know what? My life sucks. I'm just going to drink away the pain. I'm going to drink away the discomfort, the bad feelings, the stress from my career that I don't like. No, what you need to do is you need to, number one, recognize what true control is. Number two, you need to use first principles thinking, see alcohol for what it is, stop seeing it as something that adds value in your life. And number three, you need a vision. You need to see yourself as the best version of you, somebody that's waking up, crushing life, waking up excited, waking up positive. That version of you exists within you right now. You can tap into that person tomorrow. You don't need to wait anymore. You can step into the best version of yourself immediately. And listen, you have got a life that's waiting for you around the corner that in 2 weeks, your life could be on a totally different trajectory. You could have had 14 days of consistent workouts, 14 days of consistent food, 14 days of working hard, of waking up early, and that can happen today. You can start that journey right now.
Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.